This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Well, Sam, I have some disappointing news for you, my friend, and for me.
What?
They got their three eyes on the prize. The highly anticipated data from 3i Atlas's Earth tour last month. The data is in. A targeted scan of 3i Atlas for signs of radio transmitting tech came up empty.
Okay.
However, a Harvard scientist, Avi Loeb, claims this does not disprove the comet's potential artificial origin. Translation, I was wrong, but I'm not giving up. It is unclear, he says, whether a technological object would transmit radio signals to its senders, because such signals would take tens of thousands of years to cross the Milky Way galaxy.
He's got a great point.
Moreover, any such signal may not be transmitted in the direction of Earth or at the frequency band or date that were monitored.
Okay. I'm surprised they looked at this based on the theories that we've had, because if the theories are true, this rock, which is being disguised as a rock through holograms, but it's actually a spaceship that can warp time and space, you think it uses regular run-of-the-mill radio frequencies?
Okay, here's what I know.
Why'd you even point the thing at it?
Here's what I know.
Phrasing.
You're nuts.
They keep advertising on television this movie coming out called Greenland 2.
I didn't know there was a Greenland 1.
And we did not know there was a Greenland 1, okay? I love Gerard Butler. So I say last night, hey, this Greenland 2 is everywhere. I didn't know there was a Greenland 1. Let's watch the Greenland 1. You want to talk about Earth-destroying comet? Do not watch that thing before you go to bed. It is your typical world is coming to an end. The astronomers or astrologers or rocks studying people get it wrong.
Sounds great.
And instead of, you know, the debris landing in the ocean, it starts falling all over Earth. And some of the rocks are so big that it creates an extinction event. And so it's mass chaos.
This sounds great.
It's literally mass chaos. I was so stressed out watching it. I go, why are we doing this before bed?
So the reason you didn't ever hear of Greenland 1, let me give you its release date. July 2020.
Oh, pandemic movie. Mm-hmm. Okay. So look, I'm telling you, it's a good movie, but it's about what you would think would happen when the you-know-what hits the fan and governments are like, yep, the big one's coming.
And by the way, it falls 1 minute short and qualifies as a Sam.
It is short.
119 minutes. It is 1 minute short of being a man.
It is short.
A medium ass movie.
Do you think it really exists where there are secret underground life sustaining bunkers?
You're thinking of the movie
Bunkers.
Yes.
There was a movie with John. Oh, gosh. He was in Say Anything.
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yes.
He has a famous sister as well.
Yes.
And he's just a cab driver. He's divorced. And, gosh, what was the name of that? Sam, will you look that up if you don't mind?
The movie with the guy in it.
Yeah, the guy from Say Anything. And why can't I remember?
Cusack.
John Cusack. Thank you. And they get on these gigantic boats. All the rich people are getting on these gigantic boats because the earth is going to be literally covered in water. And not entirely, but in the mountains, there are these secret caverns, basically, that have been created by the government to house the president.
Got some MREs in there. Yeah,
lots of MREs. Top generals and senators and stuff like that. And they're all racing to these. It's not the day after. It's
2012.
Was it 2012?
Yeah,
that's right. Thank you. It's actually a good movie.
Look, there are many theories surrounding the giant underground cities that can sustain life for 100 years in a nuclear fallout situation. Of course, no government nor individual has ever admitted it.
Right.
That would kind of take away the purpose.
I just want someone to say to me that there's someone at NASA and the equivalent of NASA all over the world staring up there making sure nothing's coming straight at us.
How do you know we're not already living in one of those underground bunkers?
Right?
How do you know it's not all a simulation?
Greenland 2, Migration. It'll be released on January 9th, so in 4 days.
So you're talking about the Cheyenne Mountain facility.
Oh, you know about this, do you?
Yeah, out in Colorado. It's where NORAD is based. Yeah.
Okay.
But is that where the president, everybody's supposed to go if there's like
that's a secret undisclosed location. If Dan Weinbaum knows about it, it's not undisclosed.
Yeah. I mean, that's what they say in the movies. And there's also the Greenbrier in West Virginia.
Hmm.
There is a complex under there.
A fantastic show based on this exact topic called Paradise on Hulu. And just watch some of it. You might think there's a chance we're in a simulation.
No, I'm good.
Just don't shoot at the sky, people.
We watch dog videos after that movie.
You're going to pop the bubble over us?
You might see the display ripple.
What happened to you in the last 2 weeks that you were not on the show? Have you lost your mind?
In all seriousness, don't shoot up in the sky. Gravity is real. It will come back.
That is correct. Thank you, Sam. All right, quick break for the news. Dan Weinbaum has that coming your way in 2 minutes. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. If you miss a segment, be sure to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.